readings both draw on an idea of making a journey, an outward journey and an inner journey. They are like pilgrimages, and they are to offer us the possibility of challenge, of change, and the chance to grow. Isaiah pulls us in, or rather up, to the journey towards the Lord's temple on the high and holy mountain. Folk from all sorts of places and cultures will long to learn how to discern and walk in God's ways. The climb is hard, but as we trust God and help each other, we find that we are walking in the ways of peace. We can travel light, having let go all that we have built up as protection, as insurance. Loving and trusting God and each other is enough. Holding on to other stuff will hold us back. But, of course, going anywhere without protection is terrifying. But what if we act on Isaiah's vision? What if we are prepared to give as much of ourselves as it requires, united and trusting in God's love? What if we are truly God's people, living out Jesus' values and walking in Jesus' way, whatever it may cost us as individuals? We long to see things this way, but when we try to do it, we feel insecure and afraid. But trying to preserve what we have, what we may have come to see as our right or rights, offers no real protection or safety for anyone. It's not looking very good at the moment, even for us, let alone for the people living in places on the planet that we all share, which have been all but destroyed by others' greed. Our greed. Oh, and as we have such thoughts, today's Gospel reading asks us to consider Matthew's even scarier scenario, that we are seemingly randomly allocated to be left where we are or taken. In the time of the flood, the people who were in the ark with Noah were safe. Those who were left on the land perished. Perhaps Matthew leaves us to read it either way. He does not give us certainty. For how could we truly know that we always depend on God's mercy? The thing that we are to be sure of, to hold on to, is that we are in this thing together, the whole world. And so we all depend on each other. So both readings lead us to being ready for whatever God asks of us. There's not much point, really, trying to second guess it all or plan. God is inviting us on a new stage of our Christian adventure. Inwardly, outwardly, perhaps both. We can either go into the future in a destructive, tightening spiral of anxiety, or we can trust God. We can take a breath, utter a prayer, and take the next step, whatever it may be, in faith. It's only if we are secure in the knowledge that God longs to bless us and heal us rather than harm us that we can be open to accepting whatever God gives us, whether we think it's what we want or whether it isn't. And if we find it too hard to be open to that yet, as most of us will, we can ask God to help us to feel safer to do so. We might ask God to bless us, to heal whatever is holding us back, wherever we are and whatever we are feeling. At the communion rail this morning, you will be offered the opportunity to receive a simple prayer to this effect, if you would like to do so. It's entirely optional, your choice, and you can return to your place in the usual way if it doesn't feel the right thing at the right time for you just at the moment. And the prayer we'll use today is this. May the Spirit of the living God, present with us now, be with you, body, mind, and spirit, and heal you of all that harms you. In Jesus' name, amen. May we always long to be open to accept the invitation which God offers us to step into the next stage of our journey as beloved pilgrim children in the Christian community here, to live and to work and to love even more fruitfully to his praise and glory. Amen.